When it comes to garlic, getting just the right amount can make or break a recipe. A little help today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Message and data rates may apply.
We think the world deserves a better night's sleep. That's why we're delivering a better night's sleep to the world with Nectar. A mattress that's more comfortable to sleep on with the perfect touch of bounce and soft, breathable layers to lift you like a dream. Then we made it even easier to love with a price that saves hundreds over the showroom mattresses, free delivery, and the only full year guarantee. That's right. Enjoy it for a full 365 nights. If you're not 100% happy, refreshed, or downright giddy about how you wake up each morning, we'll come back and pick it up. No charge, no hassles. See why so many people love Nectar. Get our best deal, $125 off plus two free Nectar pillows. Text SCORE 66 to 234234 or go to nectarsleep.com. Text SCORE 66 to 234234. That's SCORE 66 to 234234. Sweet dreams delivered.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Detective fiction author Mickey Spillane was born on this day 100 years ago. Ever tempted to substitute garlic powder or salt when a recipe calls for fresh garlic? They're perfectly acceptable substitutes, if you know your garlic equivalents. One medium-sized clove is roughly equivalent to an eighth teaspoon of garlic powder, which is merely dried and ground garlic. Garlic salt gets a little tricky, though. It's a mixture of garlic powder and salt, but mostly salt. In a teaspoon, there are three parts salt to each one of garlic. You'll need over four teaspoons to equal one-eighth teaspoon of garlic powder, a ratio that can make a recipe very salty very quickly. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more kitchen conversion charts, visit almanac.com.